For many, the Grand Canyon is one of those bucket list destinations. The National Park System provides one way in with viewing platforms and hiking trails to the bottom. But if you travel a couple hours west, there's another option.
So I'm looking down.
Mm-hmm.
How many feet down is that through the glass?
Probably down to this first edge is about 1,000 yards.
This is the Skywalk, and my guide, Elroy Havitone, is giving me the sobering details of just how far down I can see to the Colorado River, something Iowa resident Mary Zorn said freaked her out a little bit at first.
I kind of concentrated on looking out first and then down, so it was great. It's a fabulous view.
This area on the southwestern edge of the Grand Canyon is part of the Wallapai Reservation. The tribe built this 83,000-pound glass bridge about 10 years ago as a way to generate tourism revenue. Since then, more than 5 million visitors have passed through. But the Wallapai tribe isn't alone with their investment in tourism.
There are 567 tribes across the country, and 267 of those tribes, nearly half, offer some sort of tourism-based business.
James Surveyor is a spokesman with the American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association. He says tourism on tribal land is seeing a major post-recession growth spurt right now.
We have 180% increase in international visitors to Indian country since 2007.
Surveyor says Europe, especially Germany, is a growing international market, and China isn't far behind. He adds that as employers in and around tribal land, like the Navajo Generating Station, face uncertain futures, more tribes are giving tourism serious consideration as both a way to generate revenue and create jobs.
It also gives us a point of pride as a community, too.
Blessing McKinless-Vasquez is a spokesperson for the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community. She says tourism is more than just an economic opportunity. It also gives the tribe an educational platform to tell their own story on their own terms.
And we notice, too, that people are interested in learning who we are, and sometimes that helps our youth kind of reignite that that fire within them to tell that story.
But Ilona Spruce, the tourism director at the Taos Pueblo in New Mexico, says when sharing tribal culture with visitors, there's a balance required with being open and protecting cultural practices and beliefs.
There's quite a lot that's not actually shared with the public, and that's the only way, though, we've been able to maintain our tradition and our culture. Since contact is because things just haven't been shared.
Taos Pueblo specializes in cultural tourism. Spruce says the tribe allows visitors to explore the village, talk to local artisans, and even see certain traditional dances. But she adds, for some traditions, they stop short of going into full detail about the intent behind them.
It's a fine line.
Spruce says while tourism is a sustainable revenue source, it also serves a larger purpose in her community.
We still get people who come here who expect to see teepees and war bonnets, and this isn't like a spaghetti western. This is our home.
She says what officials really hope is that by opening their community to the public like this, the tribe can begin to break some of the most pervasive stereotypes about Indian country. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, reporting from the Grand Canyon.